They look good whipping around there. The Pistons lose to Dallas 131-113. There was a game within a game last night. I think Cade and Luka had a little dance going on last night because they were showboating. Luka threw a no-look pass that was something the Globetrotters wouldn't do.
Jeez.
And Cade, they were just whipping the ball all over the place. But you could tell, man, they were vibing off each other last night. I think Cade had 24. But, yeah, Luka's Luka. You know.
Yeah.
He's a better version of Dirk Nowitzki. Anyway, Masters underway today, 10:30 tee time 4.
Tugga, 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 wood, y'all.
Yep, okay. They'll be out there swinging it. Well, you and I were talking. Is one of these, the kid from Michigan State, is going to be playing with Tiger today?
Yeah, James Pivot.
Or Pivot.
Pivot, I believe, yeah.
Pivot.
Yeah, what team. A first round of the Masters for yourself.
I want the caller, the guy who introduces him when they get the first box, and now in the box from Palo Alto, California. Come on, do it.
That's after they, because the Masters is the one that says, like, the last 15 tournaments you've won. So that's where Mickelson was like, all right, all right. Yeah, yeah. When they kept announcing Tiger stuff.
It's like, I got it. We know who he is.
Tugga, 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 wood, y'all.
Absolutely. Okay. Michigan men, the men's hockey team, Frozen Four. 5 o'clock today on ESPN2 on the Deuce.
Yes.
They take on Denver. Did you see who they're playing when they beat Denver? Because they're going to be Denver. That's my prediction. Either Minnesota or Minnesota State. If you're into college hockey,
that game's
going to be a war. All the Frozen Four is, but you're talking about a rivalry game?
Oh, yeah.
Minnesota State? I know you're like, what? Yeah, they don't. They genuinely don't like each other. And then, of course, the Tigers opening day tomorrow. You're going to be down at.
I'll be at the Breakman. It's right there in Parker Alley downtown, John R. Street. I'll be 11-1.
11-1
to game time. I got a pitching or a radar gun.
Did you bring anything in to throw?
I have a ball in there, not a real ball. I don't think they'll let me throw that in here.
Well, we can do it in the hallway.
Yeah.
Mongoose was a catcher. He'll catch it.
No,
that was the subtlest head shake I've ever seen. You guys should have seen this. It was like, nope, that's not happening. I'm not getting drilled with this. But you have like one of the spongy balls, or what do you have?
Yeah, I have one of those spongy balls here, but we'll be throwing real balls tomorrow. I got Tom Segura tickets if you're a Tom Segura fan.
Do you? So yeah. You've got stuff from the station stash?
Stash it up, dude.
By the way, you said every cliche possible in your promo. I was
Swag
screaming
will be
at,
there
oh
as
my
well.
God. So stop on by. We'll have plenty of stuff from the station stash. It's the place to be for opening day. Seriously, though, if you haven't been down there, if you're into beer and today's National Beer Day, that place is legit.
Oh, tons of different beers, yes. And just it's a cool, cool place to hang out.
Absolutely. You can hang out with Ryan Logan from 11 to 1 and get stuff from the station stash.
I love to hang out with you.
Yeah. Come on down for opening day. It's going to be a party. Any other cliches that we worked together at?
I think we're good.
Hey, it's Ryan Logan hanging out with you. I think it'd be hell tomorrow for that. Seriously, though, it's a very cool place. Chanel, that whole alley, man. And then if you're lucky, you might see.
Tugga, 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 wood, y'all.
Yeah, he'll be out golfing today, though. Go get the. You guys should see. At least you can throw it down the hallway, right? And see how fast you can throw it?
Yeah. I'll throw it into one of the windows. It's just rubber. Or it's not rubber, it's like foam, like a stress ball.
You don't have to throw it into a window, just throw it down the hallway. I don't want you breaking things. Mongoose, you can hold up the radar gun, right? You can do that. And he shook his head again. Yeah, he shook us off. Well, don't you shake us off.
Yeah.
We're shaking off the signs there, man. Here comes the deuce. And when you speak of me, speak fondly. Bull Durham. Make sure you hang out with Ryan tomorrow. He'll have great stuff from the station stash.
Pew, pew.
Sports brought to you by DraftKings. Download the top-rated DraftKings sports app today, and then rip off the knob. Use that code CSX for a special offer when you sign up. That's code CSX for a special offer when you sign up, because it's the only place to be in the Motor City. Did I get that one?
That's a good one.
We'll be there. Party starts at 11. That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's the one. Dead & Company tickets. Here's your clue. Josie's on a vacation far away.
Good clue. Easy one for Thursday.
I figured, you know, the one yesterday kind of threw people a little bit, so wanted to make it a little easier today. saw this interview with the lady on ITV, one of the British networks. She cloned her cat.
What?
Yeah, here she is talking about it.
Yeah, Chai was just the closest thing that I can describe to a soulmate. And I lost her very young. So when she passed, I remembered a conversation I'd had with my roommate about cloning and reached out to Viagen Pets. And then Belle came into my life just last year. Yeah, it took 4 years. We started in 2017, so it was not the normal length of time they have told me, but it was definitely worth the wait.
Oh, cloning your animal, man. Does nobody watch Pet Sematary? Seriously?
This is...
Okay, here's the freaky comment. Wait a minute. Here's the freaky part.
She's her own cat. Mm-hmm. I never really expected her to be Chai. I never wanted her to be Chai. To me, that felt like a replacement. But it's a piece of Chai, so that's what matters the most to me. I get to carry on a piece of her. But the very first time I met her, I picked her up and placed her into my lap, and she fell right asleep, unlike today.
Okay, yeah, because she's trying to kill you.
Wait, I didn't, never wanted that. No, you did. That's
you
what,
did.
That's called cloning.
Is any,
wanting the exact same
Have you
same
ever seen
thing?
The movie Pet Sematary?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyone has ever seen, is there anyone listening who's seen Pet Sematary? Hell no.
No.
You don't do that.
Just buy a new cat that looks like your old one.
Right.
What a weirdo.
Oh, it's freaky.
Poor lady. Feel bad for her.
You're going to feel really bad for her when the cat kills her, because that's what's going to happen. Again, Pet Sematary is real.
We don't go down to that cemetery. With that old guy in that in Pet Sematary.
It's so bad. Here's one of those. Yeah. No. Besides, I don't even like my cats that much. I'm not cloning them. I don't need another 15 years of Barry's pain in the ass. I love him. He's just moving
yeah,
the old cat.
Still, I'm sure it had to cost her a decent amount.
It cost her soul because the thing's going to kill her and suck her body out. Money doesn't matter here, man.
I would laugh if she finds out that it wasn't cloned. It was just a company that scammed her and sent her a new cat.
Right. I had my cat.
Send us pictures and stuff.
Why does it say my cat's name is Ted Williams?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we took the DNA of Walt Disney and Ted Williams and we cloned him with your cat.
Ben Stiller was back there just painting the tail.
I don't know. I mean, we all love our animals. That's, you know, you make that commitment
to
them.
Yeah, but there's levels of it.
So, okay, here's a question. Think about that. So the woman's getting her cats cloned. We've all seen Pet Sematary, so we're like, hell no. What movie made you quit doing something? Jaws, when I was a kid?
Oh, I
wouldn't
imagine.
Get in a pool. There are no sharks in pools, but I would not get in a pool, and I'm not the only one. That summer, hell no. What other ones?
Final Destination was one for me because I was growing up when that first one came out.
You wouldn't do anything after Final Destination.
I'll never drive. I will never drive behind utility pole trucks. Never.
You're right. What other ones?
2, 4, Jaws, 3, 9, though. 9, gosh, 7. I couldn't imagine.
Yeah. Man's Best Friend. Manju sent that one in there. Yep. Nope.
I couldn't
nope,
imagine doing that one. How many kids after Nightmare on Elm Street first came out tried not to sleep?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you're like, I'm not doing that one. Yeah, Willard with the rat. You don't want a pet rat after Willard. You're not doing that one. I'm telling you, man, this woman, though, cloning your... If she's obviously never seen Pet Sematary because you would not do
no,
that.
No, you don't do it.
Right. What other ones? What are we missing? 248-398-9279.
There's got to be more of them out there.
Tracy just sent a note in. Faces of Death. It took me a year to eat hamburger meat.
Oh,
have you
yeah.
ever seen that movie?
Yeah, I have. Yep.
That's a messed up movie, dude. That's a messed up film. I wouldn't go skydiving after Faces of Death. Didn't one of the guys dead?
Yeah.
Didn't they have the video where they bounced? Human Centipede. All right, where the hell's your mind at this morning, Among Us? Okay. Wow. All right, so I just wanted to freak y'all out this morning. No cloning.
God,
no cloning cats.
No. Get a new one. Make new memories.
What if your dog showed up and it was Randy DeVito instead of Danny DeVito? It was your dog clone.
Randy DeVito.
You guys had a baby. You left me alone. I'm Randy DeVito.
Yeah, no.
I'm watching you sleep.
No way.
I don't like it.
Why not? Three clips from 1 year. All you gotta do is tell us the year and you'll beat the box office. We were talking about this lady who cloned her cat. And then she said her cat, the new cat, isn't exactly like the old one. And we're like, yeah, because we've all seen Pet Sematary and it never ends well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's also not that cat.
That was the last interview she's ever going to do. So is there a movie that made you quit doing something? 248-398-9279. I told you when I was a kid and Jaws came out, I wouldn't get in a pool. You couldn't convince me otherwise. I was a little kid. I'm like, no.
I couldn't imagine around the country, but especially where you grew up.
Oh, I'm talking about a pool, not even the ocean.
Right,
a pool.
You wouldn't even get in water.
No, our neighbors had a pool, and they'd let us go swim in there. I wouldn't get in. I'm like, no. And they're like, what? Jaws. And by the way, I'm a little kid. Why did my dad take me to see Jaws anyway when I lived in California by the ocean?
I'd throw you into it, right?
Bad move. Hey, Ed, thanks for holding. Welcome into Big Jim's house.
Well, hey, how you doing?
Good, man.
All right. Hey, I heard, I read that it cost that woman $10,000 to have that cat cloned.
Whoa.
So she bought a $10,000 new cat. That's basically what happened. And, I'm still not believing this a clone.
And a few years ago, didn't Barbara Streisand have one of her dogs cloned?
I don't know.
Oh, geez.
We're going to trust you on that one, Ed. So is there a movie that's freaked you out though, where you're like, I'm not going to the pool because of Jaws or something like that?
Yeah, I still don't go in the ocean.
I'm with you, dude. I'm with you there, man. All right. Hey, Ed, have a good morning. Right. We appreciate you listening bud.
Boot check.
All right.
That's right. All right.
Bye.
See you guys later.
Later. There he goes. Oh, sorry, I cut him off. He's gonna just do the good work thing. Scott texted in a good one. If you want to be a landlord, don't watch Pacific Heights. Have you ever seen that movie?
No, I haven't. No.
Oh, that's a good one. Michael Keaton is freaky bad in that movie. Oh. What other ones? Oh, Megan, City of the Week, Megan.
Yeah,
she texted us.
She texted us and said, "Evil Dead, the original, it ruined the ruined the woods for me at night."
Yeah.
Yeah, you couldn't do that.
Ned said, "No St. Bernard after Cujo." Yeah, it's true. You're not doing that one. Amityville Horror from Amy. I wouldn't walk down our basement stairs for months because we had a room under the stairs just like in the movie. Nope. Friday the 13th, don't sleep on your back.
Oh,
right?
Gosh, yeah.
And Kim, don't ever text that in again. "Hi, after seeing the movie Magic, I hate dummies. Magic is fun when you're dead." I've told this
story.
That's
yours, yeah.
My dad, I wanted to be a ventriloquist. So he got me the dummy, the whole thing, and the little record taught you how to do, "Hi, my name's Ryan." And they're doing this. And then the movie trailer starts for Magic.
"Hocus pocus, alakazam. Magic is fun when you're dead."
Nope.
Threw that thing out?
No, I didn't, because if I threw it out, it was definitely going to kill me.
Oh, yeah.
So I put it in the corner of my closet, and I would close the closet door, and I would lay in my bed at night and talk to it. "All right, if you're going to kill me, do it now." Hand to God, I did this probably for like 6 months.
Its
name was Rusty, and I was convinced that Rusty was going to kill me, but I didn't want to throw it away because then it would definitely kill me. I was completely freaked out, man.
Oh, geez, yeah.
I could hear it. I could hear it talking to me at night. God, this is freaking me out now, man. Not because this woman cloned her cats. Let me see. Norm, Kramer versus Kramer, won't get married again. Yeah. I've never seen Candyman. Is that a good one?
I don't know. I don't think I've ever seen it either.
Something about
Trish said Candyman, she stopped eating honey for a while.
Yeah, okay. I haven't seen Candyman, so don't get the reference, but trust you. Chris in Chicago. "I don't go to church because of Sister Act."
Oh, Dennis has a good one.
What's that?
"Children of the Corn. Now cornfields scare the blank out of me."
Oh, yeah. Corn Maze? If you've seen that movie, not a chance. Again, if you're just joining us, a woman we found out from Ed, she spent $10,000. She cloned her cat, and then she goes, the cat's not exactly like the previous cat. Because if you've seen Pet Sematary, it's going to kill you. Right? Arachnophobia, good one. Yeah. You see arachnophobia, you see a spider in your house afterwards, not a chance. Hey, Ray, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We are wonderful. You got one for us?
Yeah, me and the wife went and seen Hannibal.
Yeah.
never said anything to each other about it or nothing, but as we were getting in the car, we both looked at the back seat before we grabbed the handle.
Yeah. Have you seen Hannibal?
Yes.
Oh, that scene will make you jump, dude. Ray, great call, buddy. Hey, good talking to you. Have a nice day, all right?
Yes, sir. You guys do the same.
See you, Ray. Bye. I don't know this movie. Hey, Rich.
Hey, what about the movie Silence with all your favorite dummies in there? You remember that one?
I don't remember this one. What's it called?
Silence.
All right.
It's about... there's a lady that dies, and all her kids are all those dummies, and she's got them in glass. And I guess the kid, when he was young, just was scared to death of them. So when he came back to see his dad was one of them. They had the back end of them cut out, and the woman, supposed to be his wife, was operating his mouth.
Oh, my God. Wow. Okay. Sounds like a crazy movie, but I don't know. Okay. I'm writing his name down. Thank you, Rich.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too, buddy.
Boot check.
All right. I'll tell you another one. I'm totally forgetting. It was a farm, and they planted people up, and they buried people up to their heads, and then they ground them up. Motel Hell.
Yeah.
That was one. And I remember because, like, we would eat sausage patties. Like, Sunday morning, we'd have breakfast. We're going to church or something.
Right.
I couldn't do it. There's a good one. Mike, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning.
So
you don't want to be camping or break down the desert because the hills have eyes.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes. Yes. You know the other one falls into there? How many people quit camping after Blair Witch Project?
Oh, that. Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah, that would freak you out. I'm not going out in the woods. Dude, Mike, appreciate you, bud.
Rock on.
Later. There was this old movie. This is so stupid. When I was a kid, again, I used to go to a lot of movies when I was little, that I probably shouldn't have gone to see.
Yeah.
There was a movie called Grizzly. And it's so bad now. But at the time, it freaked me out because it was a giant grizzly bear. And all they did was take a regular bear and they stretched the screen, or they narrowed the screen to make him really tall and skinny.
Yes.
So it looked like a grizzly bear. And I had this guy named Richard Jekyll. And I was convinced, even walking home, by any tree that I walked by, there was a grizzly bear behind it that was going to eat me.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah. All right. What other ones are we missing now that we've freaked everybody out? I got to sit down and watch Final Destination, dude. I've never watched one of those movies.
Oh, yeah. You got to go through them all.
Okay. Michelle has the last text on this one. Did you see this?
The original
My name is Bond. James Bond.
And I'm Dick Tracy, and you're still under arrest.
Has James Bond finally met his match?
Someone will take care of you.
Oh, you'll see to that personally, will you?
A view to a kill.
You guys were in Nam together.
Who are you?
Name's MacGyver.
Yeah, it is. 248-398-9279 is our house phone number. What are they playing for, Ryan Logan?
Those Beat the Box Office tickets to see Dead & Company at Pine Knob on June 29. Tickets go on sale tomorrow, 10 a.m. 313 Presents and Ticketmaster.com.
John Mayer with them as well. It's a hell of a show, man. Hi, Joseph. How are you?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. What year are we looking for?
1985.
There we go. I hit right between the two buttons.
Yeah.
There it goes. Okay. Got the right button there. Let me see. We had Your Love from The Outfield off their debut album, A View to the Kill with James Bond, and then MacGyver debuts on TV. What are you up to today, bud?
Just at work. Got my boots on.
Got his boots on. And where do you work?
I'm working for a contract agency, Kelly Services.
All right, man. Well, you have a great day. Hold on. We'll get you all set here, and we'll run this back tomorrow. Have a good day, bud.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Better. Hold up. All right. It's all set. There are certain albums in your life that you place at a certain time. I was in the Navy at submarine school, and I got my first new car, a Chevy Spectrum. And I went out, and the first cassette I bought was this one. And I would drive around on weekends, didn't know anybody. I'm living in Groton, Connecticut. Knew nobody other than the guys on base. And I would drive around all weekend and listen to this cassette.
Just jam it
over and over and over. I played it so much, I wore the actual print off the cassette tape.
Wow.
It was just white. It's true, man. Yeah. Anyway, I still just get a rush of memories every time we play that. 6:50, it's Big Jim's house. My son Ryan, not you, the other Ryan, the one that is biologically mine.
Your son.
Yeah, you're the adopted kid I never knew I wanted. He's the older one out of the two, and he's younger than you.
Oh.
Come on. So Ryan's working for Ford now. Yesterday was his first day he had to go in because he's been working remotely. He does software engineering for Ford.
Right.
And he's driving in yesterday, and he texts me. So is the Southfield Freeway just the Autobahn of Detroit?
Nah. Yeah, he's in it now, baby.
248-398-9279. I put this on Twitter as well, at Big Jim's house. Somebody responded immediately going, nope, 696 is. I don't know. I used to say 275. You get after it on 275. If you get on 275 and you're nervous, get off the road.
Right.
You got to get after it. Southfield, though? Well, you feel like there's nowhere for a police officer to get you for a ticket, so you just take a run at it.
Yeah, and everybody's flying, so you just keep pace. A real good spot is, like, from Milford all the way past my house in Howell as you're going up to, like, Lansing on 96.
You want to get your license plate number while we're doing this? Is this where you get a run at it, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay, allegedly.
Yeah, like up to Weberville. Yeah, now I'm just giving spots to hang out.
I know. Why you could have just said, I got a place. 248-398-9279. Yeah, my kid texted me yesterday. So Southfield Freeway, just the Autobahn of Detroit.
I mean, it really is. Do you ever look at the speed you're going, or do you just say, I'm going to stay with this guy who's in front of me?
Okay, Matthew just texted and said 96 is worse.
I'm telling you, that there's nowhere for a cop to sit without you seeing them going westbound 96.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So you're going to get nailed.
No.
Oh, there's nowhere for them. I'm sorry.
There's everywhere. Really? Well, because when they redid the little stretch there, they didn't put any spots. When you get out towards me and Howell, there's a couple of, like, the in-between trees, but there's nowhere. They're right out front.
248-398-9279. You got to quit watching these Fast and Furious movies there, man. Zach, it's our window washer buddy. How are you, sir?
Not too bad, guys. How you doing today?
So do you agree with my kid that he said that Southfield is the Autobahn of Detroit?
100% yes. When I actually started as a window washer, I started traveling it more, and I actually texted my stepdad and asked him the same thing almost, because he went from Southfield to truck plant every day.
You can get after it on there.
You really can.
Yeah.
I mean, what other freeway is posted at 55 miles an hour and you do 80?
It's true. That's more of a suggested speed limit. No one is going 55 in the Southfield. No one.
And if you are, you're getting torn to pieces.
Right.
Yeah.
He's not wrong. Zach, all right, are you working outside or are you inside again today?
Inside and out.
Nice. See?
Look at you. You're getting soft, man.
Check him out. It's not getting soft.
Me getting soft. Come on out, Ryan. I'll hand you a squeegee.
Yeah. Yeah. Ryan's upset because he doesn't have three Sharpies to write with this morning. Zach, have a good morning, bud.
All right. You guys, too.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, John.
Good morning, Big Jim.
How are you, bud?
Well, I'm fine.
So?
I say 75 north of Detroit. So yeah. I've done this once before. 140 up by 75 on the way to Indian River. I made it in 2.5 hours.
All right.
Dang.
We did not want to get into how fast did I go. So law enforcement officials were like swinging by the studio going, can we get John's number this morning?
I was driving a 7.8 Grand Marquis with a 460. There's no way them cops are going to ever catch me.
Challenge.
Again, we did not want to make this into Smokey and the Bandit this morning.
That state just trooper saying, just showed me his notebook behind the studio. There. He's writing down.
Thank you, John. Have a good morning, bud.
You too.
Bye. Yeah, so I just love that. It was a great text. Southfield the Autobahn?
And the first time you get on it, man, you're like, whoa, what's going on here?
But you realize this is probably the first time. Well, this is the first time yesterday was the first day he's ever actually gone to the office for his job in over a year.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I wonder how many people are the same way now. Like, you know, you got to go in.
Oh, gosh. I didn't think of that.
All right, well. Well, I told him, I said, obey all posted speed limits.
Mm-hmm.
You know, make sure you tell us what you're driving. But how much money are you spending on gas a month? 248-398-9279. I was reviewing a vehicle, a bigger truck here. I don't want to say the brand or whatever, but I was reviewing it, and I started to figure out. So I live in Waterford. Driving from Waterford to our studios, which were what? Oak Park, technically?
Yeah.
Ferndale. 8.5 at Coolidge. It would have cost over $120 a week. $120 a week.
With that monster you had.
Yeah. So that's what, $500 a month?
Yeah.
And gas. How much are you spending on gas a month? Because we do have our $500 fill up. We will give you the keyword in 1 hour at 8 o'clock. We've been pretty good about hitting it at 8 o'clock, too.
Yes, we have.
All right. Very proud of that. 248-398-9279. How far do you drive every day?
I drive 46 miles, something like that.
Okay.
My car's good. My car, I get good gas mileage, but I'm probably right up around there with two cars and filling them up.
Yeah.
About $500.
248-398-9279. How much do you spend on gas a month? Well, one car I'm reviewing now, I got to the gas pump this morning. It said premium only.
Oof.
That was $5.
Oof.
Yeah.
That's the other thing is how many people have cars like that?
I don't know of a lot of them anymore, but yeah, that's crazy, man. Hey, Zach, how much do you spend a month?
Closer to like $800. They cost me $122 to $127 to fill my tank.
Wow.
So this $500 fill-up can definitely come in handy.
Oh, most definitely.
All right, brother. Hang in there. We'll talk to you soon, all right?
Yep.
But how much do you spend per month on your gas? 248-398-9279. Yeah, $500 fill-up. 7 times a day, by the way. If you want more information and how to download the app and everything else, the keyword is...
cash.
Yeah. I would text in the keyword anyway because it takes you to that page. And that's another way to register the keyword when we give it to you at 8 o'clock, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you'll have it on your phone.
You got it on your phone ready to go.
Save it. Look at us.
Hey.
Being so helpful.
Thinking.
As we traumatize people with gas prices. Hey, Bob, what's going on?
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
Wonderful. So how much do you spend a month on gas right now?
Right now, between two vehicles, about $1,100 a month.
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
Yeah, I'm a delivery driver, and so I'm responsible for my fuel for my truck, and my car is diesel, so you know how much diesel is now.
Right.
So do you get reimbursed? Yeah, so. Do you get reimbursed for any of that, or you're paying out of pocket $1,100 a month? No.
I'm paying out of pocket. I'm independent distributor, but I obviously it's a write-off, but you still pay it, right?
But you're still putting out that money.
Wow. Well, hang in there, man.
It, all right, you guys have a great day, all right?
Hey, Bob, we hope you win that $500 fill-up, man. Sounds like you could use it.
Yeah, I could definitely use it. Thank you.
8 o'clock, buddy. Later.
All right. Thanks. See you.
All right, bye. Hi, Scott.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man.
As for fuel costs, I'm probably at about $1,000 to $1,100
a month.
I spend about $120 for myself every week, give or take, because I work 6-7 days a week, and the wife spends about equal amount on her car, going back and forth to work and traveling for work.
Right. This is crazy.
Wow.
This is crazy, man. Well, hey.
And on a side note, a certain police department will park on the ramps on Southfield. Once you're south of Rotunda Avenue.
All right. So
before you get to 94.
I'll give my kid a heads up when he's heading to Ford. Okay.
Give a heads up. Yeah, there's a speed trap through there for that city.
Oh, thank you, man. All right, Scott, hang in there. We hope you get that $500 fill-up at 8.
Yeah, if I do, I do. If I don't, I don't. It's no big deal.
I love that.
It's a good attitude, man. Just keep moving forward, right?
Hey, you guys make the ride home nice and peaceful.
Look at
I
us.
I appreciate it.
So we give you a peaceful, easy feeling, to quote the Eagles.
That's right.
Nice. Scott, it's good to know you're out there, bud.
You're there, 30 days in the hole.
Yeah. Well, hold on, Scott. You ever seen the Blue Man Group?
No.
You want to?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
I'm actually out of town.
Oh, well, there you go. Okay. All right. We try to be nice.
I'm out of town.
That's all right, man.
I know you are.
You'll be good. All right. Bye.
All right. You too, guys. Thanks.
Try to offer him up a date. I was just going to take the guy out on a date. So, no, it was nice for him. Hi, Dave. How much per month do you spend on gas?
I don't spend enough. I don't even spend money, but my dad spends around $1,100 a month.
Your dad's burning through $1,100 a month.
Yeah.
Wow. How old are you, Dave? Can I ask?
I'm 14. I was on the radio the other day, other week.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's Dave, so what does your dad do that he spends so much on gas, or that's just the way it is?
Just the way it is. He works for GM.
And he doesn't talk about the gas prices at all, right? He just completely just calms down about the whole thing.
Just kind of calms down about it. Doesn't tell my mom.
Hey, man. Dave, it's good talking to you, buddy. Have a good day, all right?
All right, you too. All right, you too.
Later. Uh-oh. I'm waiting for Ryan to call now. Competition. Hi, Don. Thanks for holding.
No problem.
How much do you spend, I guess?
About $650. I got two vehicles. I'm a union drywall finisher. And, you know, I got side jobs and stuff. So, yeah, at least $650.
Wow.
It seems like everybody's right there or higher.
Yes, I got the Trailblazer. Doesn't get one. That BMW, you got to put premium in it.
So that, you know, like this morning, I didn't know I had to put premium in this car that I'm reviewing. It'll be up on the garage page next week. And then I looked, and it was $499 for premium.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know Costco's $440, but whatever. It's outrageous. Hey, Ty Ryan, did he ever try that Werner's and chocolate milk I told him to try?
You know what? No, I haven't. I forgot about
that. Try it once. I'm telling you. Try it once. They have the country club over there, Edgewood. And I'm telling you, you love it. It sounds gross, but it's good.
Hey, man. All right. I got to try it now.
Don, do you know my drink of choice at home now is Diet Werner's and a little bit of orange juice.
Oh.
I've been drinking that every day. My wife's like, what is wrong with you? I'm like, I'm in a rut. It's magical.
By the way, work boots and everything. I get on your workforce. I listen to you guys all the time. You're great.
Oh, thank you, man. You have a good morning, okay?
Yeah, you too. Like I said, I'm a union drywall finisher. You want to get high out to all the union guys.
Oh, done. Absolutely. You just did it. All right, we'll talk to you soon, bud.
Hey, thanks. Have a good one.
Bye. But hey, Brett.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
We're wonderful, man. So how much do you spend a month on gas?
Well, I was just doing the math. I drive Lyft. I probably talked to you before, but I'm doing probably $50 a day. So I mean, if I drive 5 or 6 days a week, and that's $300 a month, that's $1,200 to $1,300 a month.
Wow.
Jeez.
And you're not getting obviously you're driving Lyft, so you're not getting reimbursed for any of this.
No, that's true. You're going to laugh at this one. They put something in place here about a month ago. Well, actually 3 weeks ago. They give you 55 cents a ride to compensate. And I just laughed at that.
A ride?
I'm like, yeah. I'm like, are you kidding me? It's like a slap in the face, man.
Throw the old per mile thing out the window that's been there forever.
What's the line from Caddyshack? Thanks for nothing, Danny. Wow.
That's what I told him. I said, you got to do something mileage, because I do a five-minute ride or an hour ride, and it's, the same amount. They got to do something with that.
Jeez. Holy crap. Hey, man. Hey, Brett, it's good talking to you, buddy. Have a good morning.
Hey, I'll live it up.
Better. What was the one text we got about racing fuel?
Yeah, we got one from the 586 and said, don't even ask about race car people. Race gas, like MS-109, is $25 a gallon.
Whoa!
Yeah, they sent in a screenshot of buying it online. 15-gallon drum for $381 for 15 gallons.
That's what you need to drive in the Southfield, though. So.
The CSX Files.
By the way, if you miss any of the CSX Files, just text us. The keyword is...
File.
F-I-L-E. We'll send you the link right to your phone. And to my friend who thinks that I'm wearing a Sandy, who thinks I'm wearing a toupee, because my hair moves occasionally when he's watching us on Facebook Live. I am not. My head just does this. If you're looking right now on Facebook Live, hold on. My hair just does that.
I know that from the years, but...
When I start talking, my hair moves. It's the weirdest thing.
Ooh, anyway. That's a good rumor to start.
Stop it! No! I was addressing the rumor there. We move on. Let's go to Chicago. A zoo in Chicago is struggling to control screen time. Not for one of their employees, for a teenage gorilla. He's obsessed with watching visitors' phones through the glass, and the zoo is worried it's making him antisocial and distracted. People hold up pictures of him and video, and the gorilla is looking through the glass going, I look awesome. Oh, my God. Check me out. Linkin Park Zoo. Amare, a teenage gorilla that's obsessed with looking at visitors' phones through the glass. Pictures and videos, selfies, family photos, pet videos, even footage of Amare. Anything you put up there. You hold the phone up, the gorilla's like, swipe right. Oh, my God. So now they're worried that the gorilla is going to become becoming antisocial and distracted. Last week, another teenage gorilla rushed at him in a show of aggression, and Amare didn't seem to notice. huh, somebody on their phone oblivious to the world around them.
Wow.
Shocking.
Yeah, why are we trying this with humans?
I know, the same thing. What, just let a gorilla loose and smack people in the head? The cell phone gorilla. We'll let him just loose.
It took us a gorilla in the zoo to find out that people get distracted by social media.
Zoo officials have installed a rope to keep visitors and their phones a few feet away from him. They hope this limits Amari's screen time. Oh, my God. Why is... Stop it. I need to see myself.
Poor guy's going to have withdrawals.
Right. And they're actually holding up apps and showing him stuff. Apps. He's learned things. He actually learned karate from one of the phones. Yeah, well, it's called King Kong Fu. And they're playing music for him as well off the phones, and they discovered that he likes classical music. That's, unfortunately for us, classic rock station.
Right.
So you know what kind of gorilla that makes him.
Huh.
A silver Bach. Thank you.
Yeah, nice.
Second story.
All right, this happened in Canada, way up in Canada, but truck carrying over 72,000 condoms fell over and spilled them all onto the road.
Really?
Yep. Yep. So, it was bad, though.
Are you trying to say that?
Let me get through this one, yeah.
Okay, keep going. He works so hard on these folks.
I was going to have a little follow-up before it, but no, we'll get right into it.
Right. Is this where the rubber meets the road? I'm not even in there.
No.
Did I steal your thunder?
No. Okay. I was going to do that one, but I didn't. Right. Yeah, the spill was so bad, though. A couple of nearby cars were even damaged.
Right.
But it's okay. They called their insurance and everything. They're well protected now, so it's all good. Is it the protection? No. Why don't we try this for patching potholes, though, for real?
It's the only stretch of road that's ribbed in Canada.
Yeah, there's a his and hers lane.
Right.
Okay.
It's okay. Murray yelled at me because I gave you hell about a pun a couple days ago, so
yeah,
I got to be nice to you.
I'm trying.
He is.
We're getting there.
You get it.
I got another month to get the dad puns down.
You get a D for effort, whatever that is. LaBelle, Florida, a guy makes his weekly visit to Dunkin' Donuts. Oh, we all go there, right? Goes to the drive-thru. David Busselaked. He's a retired bull rider. He takes his horse, rides Jackson to his favorite Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru several times a week. He rides through with his horse. David gets coffee for himself and a munchkin for the horse. Employees pet and scratch Jackson. The 12-mile round trip keeps Jackson in shape. He takes his horse to the Dunkin' Donuts. We've heard about this before, right? People taking their animals to coffee shops.
Right.
You know what that's called?
What is it?
Deja brew.
That's good.
Yeah. Are we done?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I don't want the guy on the horse riding this animal to get too cocky, though.
No.
Because you don't want to deal with somebody who's up on their high horse. You got a month. 7:35, Big Jim's house. $500 fill up, 8 o'clock, your first keyword. Seven times a day, you can win $500. As we learned earlier, definitely help you out with your gas bills these days.
Yep.
Or you can use that money towards gas to load everything up in your house and get the hell out because it's got a ghost. You're the ghost guy here.
Yeah, this is weird.
Okay. We're not clickbaiting you, but I don't know how else to share this if we don't give you the keyword. And the keyword is...
ghost.
Sorry about that. Sinuses. So, it's two dogs. Keyword ghost. They're crated. Mom's got the security camera on them, you know, the indoor camera thing running. And the dogs are barking loudly. Yeah, something's got them agitated.
Yeah.
You've got a dog with Danny DeVito. You can tell these dogs something's not right.
Yeah, if somebody you don't know walks into your house, this is how your dog barks.
There is no one in the video other than the two dogs. There's nothing else there. They quit barking like that. They just stopped. Now, you'll see this in the video, and you tell us. It sure as hell looks like something... remove that collar off the dog.
Mm-hmm.
The lady who posted it, Shanny, she said the pup went quiet, started whimpering. You don't really hear the whimpering so much. No, you do in the end of the video.
Right. Towards the end, after the collar's taken off,
the collar just comes off.
I have a theory on this. Does she say whether or not those dogs are adopted or not?
She doesn't.
Because if those dogs were adopted, that's the old owner coming back and not liking that they lived there.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Taking the collar off.
Wow.
That's the old owner.
Keyword ghost.
Who passed away. She rescued this dog, and the old owner came back to get its dog back and didn't like that it was wearing a collar with a different name and an address on it.
Took the collar off. Keyword ghost. That's a really good take, dude. Okay. Keyword ghost.
It's weird because I don't understand how this collar comes off.
Is there anyone listening right now who's currently dealing with a ghost in their house? Not in the past, right now. Are you currently dealing with a ghost?
I got a dollar. I got a dollar.
Crinkle the money. Here we go. Want to go big?
Oh, yeah.
No, we're not doing that. Okay. Is there anyone listening right now who's currently dealing with a ghost in their house? Which side are you on this? Yes or no?
Yes. I'm a believer.
I know you are. That's a really good observation, though, dude. I'm serious. Damn. Yeah. The old owner came back and went, no,
it's
my
dog,
not yours.
If I died and somebody took Danny, I'd go haunt them.
Why? Because all they do is looking out for the dog.
I
want
to see my dog. I know. I'd go and see him.
I think you're going to owe me a dollar here.
Somebody's got a ghost in their house.
Right now. Not in the past, now.
Yeah.
Someone's dealing with a dog. A ghost, excuse me.
Yeah, call in. Go and get them on the phone so we can verify it. And then...
Yeah, I'm a ghost, yeah. Can have a long-time listener.
Yeah, ghosts, call in.
Boot chick. Oh, damn it. Phone call's ringing. Bones even thinks you're going to get a buck.
Yeah.
Well, if your nickname's Bones, you have a ghost name anyway, dude.
Yeah, you're built into it.
It's kind of a thing. 248-398-9279.
I'm a ghost calling in for the power lunch. Could you play spooky? Ooh.
Oh, crap, dude. There's a lot of people calling in. These all line one. Okay. Mike, you currently are dealing with a ghost.
Yes, indeed.
Well,
I have a six-year-old that when we go downstairs, she says, why is that old lady over there looking at me? She sees an old lady in my basement that's covered with smoke around her. And she thinks that my friends are playing a prank on me to make a joke. And I just keep like, yeah, that's just my friends, you know. But she sees something.
How long has this been going on?
For about a year.
Are you going to try to do anything like an exorcism or something? Or
I did. I had a Reiki master come out and do, you know, with sage and all that.
Cleanse
stuff.
The house.
Yeah. So she hasn't said anything recently, but she doesn't like to go downstairs at all. So
do you have any idea who this person might be? The ghost? It was like a previous occupant or something?
Previous owner apparently died in the basement. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Man and kids.
When I moved in there, they're like, you see George? I'm like, George, yeah. But, you know, the guy that used to live there that haunts your house. I'm like, no, never met him.
Wow. All right. Well, Mike,
met him.
It cost me a dollar.
Thanks, Mike.
But honk your horn. Guys. No, it's okay. Everybody honk your horn if you're freaked out right now. There it is. Yeah, there he is. Thank you, Mike.
I got it.
Bye.
Yes.
I watched those Children in the Paranormal shows.
Yeah.
Because that's they see spirits more, you know, because they're innocents. They don't have their mind made up whether ghosts are real or fake.
Sure.
So they say that they see them more. I totally believe in that.
Or they're more easily influenced. I don't know, dude. I got to be honest. I was a doubting Thomas when we first started talking about this stuff. The more we talk about it, the more I'm like,
Right. Well, I've always been in, but I've told you the story about my nephew telling us that he talked to my dad. He never met my dad. Only saw photos of him, could point him out and talk to him and tell him stuff, tell us stuff about him that he wouldn't know.
And that's freaked you out.
And that freaked, that immediately I was like, yep. And then one day, like Mike's daughter, just one day, he was done, said he never saw him again. So I don't know if you get to a certain age and, you know, you start making up your own.
Probably.
I don't know, it's crazy. But
so we started asking, that is a wild story. We were asking the question, are you currently dealing with a ghost? Because we have video up of a lady who it looks like a ghost comes and takes the collar off her dog who's crated
right.
while she's at work. And you had a great point. That's the previous, if it's a ghost, it's the previous owner coming back.
Yeah, wants his dog back.
It's my dog. There are a lot of calls here. Hi, Lynn. Good morning.
Hi.
You have a ghost in your house?
As best I can determine, I have two little girls and a man.
In your house?
Wow. In my house.
How do they manifest themselves? How do they show up?
It's mostly like little, I think the little girls like the mold stuff. Because like when you think that you put something down and it's missing.
Right.
I think the little girls play that little joke on us.
Playing a game, yeah.
But the man is in my now 17-year-old's room. He stays in there, and he comes and goes.
So,
but I've had all sorts of activity over the 16 years I've been in the house.
Do you know who they might be? Do you, any idea?
I want to do research on my house. Thank you. I've been in, the house was built in 1937,
yeah.
originally in what's considered downtown Livonia. I'm right at 5 in Farmington, and the house has been added on over the years. And I can trace the house back to the owners of 64, but from 37 to 64, I don't know who was in the house. And that's
Whoa.
What I want to find out.
That's, yep, that's where they're coming from.
Have you ever considered leaving because of this? Or you, it's just, well, you've been there, what, 16 years? So obviously you just deal with
I've been there 16 years. No, and I'm used to it. And like I say, the activity comes and goes. I hear footsteps in the downstairs because the downstairs has got hardwood floors.
Right.
I hear breathing once in a while, like heavy breathing, but it's mostly nonviolent activity. But I've had numerous activities. When my older kids lived there, there was activity in my older daughter's room that came and went, lines moving, all sorts of different activity, but I'm used to it. And in the ironic thing is when my ex-husband moved out, that's when the majority of the activity left because it surrounds itself with negative activity. And when he moved out, a lot of it left.
Right.
Went with him.
Because they were probably trying to tell you he's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, yeah. Smart ghost, too. Wow. Lynn, thank you so much for sharing that story. You have completely freaked out Ryan. You know that, right?
Especially knowing I once lived really close to you.
See, there it is. You're talking, Lynn, you're talking, and Ryan is staring straight ahead. He's like not even blinking the whole time.
I was at 7 in Farmington for 4 years.
I wanted to yell at him and go, take a breath, breathe. Lynn, have a wonderful morning. Thanks for sharing that story.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
That's the thing, though. Most ghosts you can handle. It's the demons that you got to get out of
here. Don't get into this enough. There's this wild video of a dog that's crated. Now, mom's at work. There's two dogs. One of them suddenly, what happens, Ryan?
Its collar comes off while sitting in its cage by itself.
The dogs are barking like crazy, too, and they stop.
Stop.
They stop.
Look around. You see the black dog in the video. You see him kind of look to his side.
Right.
And then next thing you know, boom, he's getting thrown off the back of the wall with his collar coming off.
Ryan's theory is that it's a previous owner, like a ghost, has come back because doesn't like the idea of the dogs. Well, first of all, I didn't think you're supposed to put collars on your dogs when they're in crates. It's not good for them. Not safe. They can catch on something.
Ah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. And that's what some people commenting on the video online said. But I'm like, there's no way. You know, the dog's in the middle of the crate.
Right. Keyword ghost. No S on the end of it.
Right.
G-O-G-H-O-S-T. I hope I can spell it right. Kelly, thank you so much for holding on. We appreciate you. What's going on with the ghost?
All right. So, I live in a house that has quite a few ghosts. My grandfather, my grandmother, and my father all passed away in this house.
We get ghosts that like to move around. Wonderful. You know, you put your keys down, you go back to pick them up, they're gone. You hear footsteps through the night. Our front door opens, unlocks itself.
And how long has this been going on, Kelly?
Oh, shoot. My whole life. I'm 37.
So this is just something you've grown up with. Do they ever communicate with you, or they just mess with you?
Oh, no. I've had what I thought was a little girl who I communicated with and used to play hide and seek with. And then a little boy showed up. And there used to be a little girl and a little boy who lived in a farmhouse that was in the field across from us. And turns out that they had passed away at a very young age. And I was just like playing with them because I thought that's what they wanted.
You sound so calm about this, Kelly. Like you've just kind of accepted that's just the way it is.
It's been my life, 37 years. I've dealt with it. I've had it. I've had bad activity. I've had fun. I've had, you know, strange. It's just something I've gotten used to.
Wow. All right. Well, we're all freaked out now. Thank you for the call, though,
Kelly.
I was
going in my wallet to get my protection stone.
Is that what you were looking for? Kelly, you're talking, and he's ripping through his wallet over here. You're looking for your protection stone.
It's not in there.
Do you have it?
No, it's not in there.
That's because the dog has it. It's missing the collar.
Oh, no.
My God.
It's missing. Somebody took it from you. It is misplaced. You will find it.
Oh, man.
All right. Now, Kelly, we went from a great call to freaking out the guy I got to work with this morning. Kelly, have a great day.
Yeah, all right. I promise.
Bye.
Thanks, Kel.
Bye.
Have a good one.
You
Thanks,
too.
Guys.
Thanks. I really was wondering, because all of a sudden you just stop right in the middle of the break, and you're like, oh, my God. You lost your protection stone?
It's not in here.
I'll be a protection stone. Yeah, baby. Ryan really has a protection stone because of the time we did the... Brown, what's the name of the house?
The Bruce Mansion.
Bruce Mansion.
But I got it the first time I went through Eloise from my ghost hunting buddies, but...
You lost it.
Yeah, I'm actually... That's a genuine concern for me right now. All right, let's move on.
$500 fill up at 8 o'clock. You can win $500 to buy a protection stone. I watch you while you're sleeping, Ryan.
Stop it! I can't be you.
He hates that voice. You get the keyword in for our $500 fill up. That would be
the keyword's cute.
And what do you do?
CUTE. Text it to 45911. Enter it on our mobile app or WCSX.com.
And you got 10 minutes. You got till 8:15. Good luck.
You can't have one without the other. Love and marriage.
Ryan and Heidi are newlyweds with a baby on the way. And Ryan has questions. Is this... Grounds for Divorce.
Hey, Grounds for Divorce brought to you by Adam. Facing divorce, don't take a chance with your future. Call Adam today, 248-356-ADAM. What is going on with you and Heidi?
Yeah, so our dog, Danny DeVito, I've been trying to find him a toy that he's not going to chew through.
Okay.
So I've spent probably, since we've had him, about $500 or so trying to find a toy that he's not going to chew through.
On chew toys?
Yeah.
Okay.
Different bones, different toys. Now, Heidi told me that's enough yesterday. She goes, that's enough. You got to stop with this stuff.
Okay.
Can't keep spending money on it.
However?
I don't know if I should listen to her. Should I keep trying to... I want to keep trying to find something for
you
him.
You want to find a chew toy for... Okay.
So basically, should I keep buying stuff for him or listen to her advice and quit it? He's just going to chew through everything.
248-398-9279 is our house phone. 248-398-WCSX. Mongoose standing by in there. Dude, I don't know.
I mean, we've tried it all. Bones. I mean...
Fenders.
Other, yeah.
Yeah.
Anything.
Just get him a car fender. But I mean, I can get you one. There's a junkyard right across the street from the radio station.
A real tire, maybe.
A real tire. Is there a point, though, where you just stop and go, we can't keep doing
Nothing's
this?
Nothing's going to work.
Like Heidi's saying, like, we're done.
But now it's become like a
It's a quest.
I'm determined to find the one that he's not going to chew through.
Totally makes sense. I'm with you on this one, dude.
You are? Cool. Sure. Keep doing it? All right.
Yes. Find something for this.
Nice. You're usually not with me on these.
Well, that makes sense. It's called artistic tension. No, I'm with you.
I'm sure I'm not the only person out there who's went on this adventure.
It's your dog. It's your Puppy Duke. You got to take care of the Poopy Duke. Hi, Adam.
How's it going?
You got some advice for this young guy?
Yeah, we have a German short-haired pointer, and they are crazy chewers. Like, we probably spent over $500, too, on toys.
Yeah.
And the only things that have lasted are Kongs. And then deer antlers.
Like real deer antlers?
Deer antlers?
Yeah. I'm a hunter, so I just use sheds.
Oh, wow.
That I find out in the woods, and I give them to my dog. It'll take her a month or two to chew those up. But then the Kongs, they're like little rubber balls. And you just put some peanut butter in them.
Yeah.
And she's had them since she was a puppy, and she hasn't destroyed any of them yet. And okay. Literally, you give her any other toy, and it's shredded within an hour.
Well, that sounds like Danny. Danny's a rescue dog from Detroit Dog Rescue. And how much does he weigh?
He's like 20 pounds.
Yeah, this dog, though, man, can just rip through him at him.
But that's his thing. He'll chew on something for 2 hours. That's his, like, workout hangout time. Right. Just chewing on something. But I'm like, come on, man.
I'm the same way at Pizza Populous.
That's how our girl is, too. If she gets a new toy, she'll sit there and shred it for a couple hours. And then we end up having to take it away from her because she already shredded it. Now she's trying to just eat it.
There it is.
Wow.
So your advice is, here's a couple tips for Ryan, but he should keep going until he finds something the dog can chew on.
Yep, find something you can chew on. I would suggest try one of those Kongs.
Okay.
You can get them at pretty much at any pet store.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking about, yep.
Thank you, bud. Hey, Adam, nice to know you're listening, man. Have a good morning.
Yeah, you guys too.
Bye-bye. Carol, welcome to Grounds for Divorce. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Ryan's here. Yeah, you got some advice for him?
I do. I've got a pretty tough chocolate lab, and the only thing that she does not annihilate, and you can get them at Kroger's, Tractor Supply Stores, Family Farm and Home if you have one near you. It's a bone, but they put like peanut butter flavor stuff in the center of it, or like a beef flavor, almost like a gel-like thing, and they last forever. And even if they get the inside stuff eaten out somehow, you can still put like peanut butter inside of it and put a piece of its favorite dog food or something.
Yeah,
there you go.
So she's tough, and she has about 20 of them all over the place, and she cannot annihilate them.
Wow. Okay.
All right. So there's stuff out there.
You can't quit now. You got to keep going.
No. Yeah. And they're cheap. You can buy a bigger. I don't know how big your dog is, but they're less than $10.
Okay. Yeah. See? Love that.
The smaller ones are about $5.
Heidi, why is his wife trying to stop him now? you're already pushed all in with the chips.
Like,
get it.
Chew.
There you go.
They like to chew stuff. Mine's going to be 2 years old, and she's going to have a puppy brain, so she's probably 15 if I have her that long.
Hey, Ryan's 30 and he still has a puppy brain. So yeah.
I know. I'm going pushing 60, and I've got a puppy brain, too.
Hey, you have a good morning, Carol. It's nice talking to you.
Yeah. You guys enjoy your day. Love you guys.
Love you, too. Bye. You got to keep going. Come on, Heidi.
I know. I want to find it, because like you said, it's a mission to find something, but also to have him chew it and go, you can't rip
this
one.
You can't destroy this one. Hey, Gail.
Hey.
You got some advice for Ryan?
Yeah. How big is Danny DeVito?
20 pounds? Yeah, he's about 20 pounds.
Yeah.
Oh, easy. Just get some water bottles, empty water bottles, take the lid off, take the label off, throw them around. He'll love them. They're cheap. Or you could even use a milk jug. Same thing.
You know what? I've done the water bottle one before, just had one and, you know, tossed it, and he's ran up and grabbed it. He's never, like, popped it or chewed through it. He's gotten bored from it. Maybe that's the thing.
Yeah. Or you could go to Menards. They cost, like, $3, and they look like a little snake, and they're made out of a heavy-duty canvassy material, and they got a couple of squeakers in there. You can play tug of war and everything. Cause
you write all these down. That's good advice.
Yeah,
it's good advice. Gail, we appreciate
four dogs and they're chewers.
Okay, you got it. Thanks, Gail. We appreciate you listening. Thank you.
All righty. Bye bye.
Bye. 248-398-9279 is our house phone. A lot of suggestions coming. The milk jug, the only downside would be your dog would start like a band with the other dogs in the neighborhood. And they would, where Rhonda's take me walking in. Dog rescue. He likes to chew stuff, and you haven't found a chew toy that he doesn't destroy.
Right. Yeah, he gets through everything within hours, sometimes minutes of me giving it to him.
So, how do you want you to stop?
Yes, he goes, pump the brakes on it. He's got enough bones and stuff right now. He's good. We obviously can't find something, so stop spending money on it. Buying him new stuff.
No, you gotta keep searching, man.
This is a quest now.
Thank you. I'm with you 100% on this. No, no. you gotta follow this through. We had someone mention that they got, deer antlers?
Yeah. That's a good idea. A lot of people texted that in, too.
Really?
To bring home deer antlers.
Okay. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how's it going?
Wonderful. Good morning. What advice do you have for Ryan?
I think he should continue the search to get chew toys for the dog.
Thank you. And do you speak as a dog owner?
I had dogs growing up. These days, I'm a cat lady.
There you go.
But the main reason I think that Ryan should keep trying to get good chew toys for the dog is because, well, you have a baby due in May. Pets are known to get jealous of babies if they think that they're not getting a whole lot of attention. So you don't want a mopey dog. You want a dog that knows that you're still making the effort for him.
And dogs, she's absolutely right.
Yeah.
Pacifiers? They'll mow on those things, dude.
Well, that's the other thing. I don't want him ripping up all the baby's toys.
Right.
He's just going to run over there and think it's his and grab it. So we got to get him some stuff.
Chewing legs of crib. Yeah, chewing crib legs and things. Do whatever you can to keep him distracted, to let him know that you're giving him attention.
Absolutely.
And it's going to cost money, but, you know, babies cost money, too.
There you go.
Everything costs money, I've learned.
Chris, absolutely. Thank you so much for listening in the morning, too. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Well, my pleasure. Have a good day.
You too. Bye. Because, if you have a friend of mine had two Siamese cats and their dog got framed for something when the crib tipped over.
What?
No, it's Lady and the Tramp. Never mind. Sorry. Okay. Sorry. Melanie.
Yes.
Hi. Welcome into Grounds for Divorce. You have some advice for Ryan?
I really do. No rawhide, of course.
Right.
You know that.
Right.
And elk antlers. Have you heard of elk antlers?
No.
You can get these? I know you can, but...
Yes.
Really?
You can. And they're on Amazon. You can get them anywhere, but not on... I don't think you can get them at the pet stores, but they're called elk antlers. And you get a full one, just a tiny one for your tiny little dog. And they'll chew and chew and chew, and they've got a taste to them, and they love them.
Wow. So, hey, Melanie, let me ask, what if Ryan just takes the dog to the Elks Lodge and lets it gnaw on people's legs at the bar? Would that count? Is it the same thing? Or that's different, probably. Yeah.
Maybe a little different.
I don't think so, Jim. I'm sorry.
Thank you. No, great call, though. Okay,
elk antlers. Yeah, somebody just texted in and said, elk antlers because they're much harder than deer antlers.
Okay.
So some dogs can get through the deer ones. Okay.
Wow. Hey, Melanie, appreciate you.
That comes from Leader Dogs for the Blind. I raised a puppy, and that's what they suggested, so...
Say hi to our friend Beth Slade. She works with them as well. They're awesome. All right, you have a great day, okay?
All right, thanks. You too.
Bye. All right, just go to the Elk Lodge.
Yep, everybody line up.
You ready to join? Where am I going?
What?
Line two. Caitlin.
Hi.
Hi, good morning. Do you have some advice for Ryan?
Yes, I do. So... there is this rubber wheel that I got at Pet Supplies Plus that you can put treats inside. And we have a 80-pound American Bulldog, and he chews through the couch and every toy that we give him. And that toy has lasted us 9 months.
Really?
Wow.
So,
okay.
Yeah. So you can refill the rubber wheel with a treat, and then it entertains him for 2 hours because it's a fight to get the treat out, and they can't really chew through the rubber.
Well, and so. The other thing, too, Kaylin, seriously, though, like with a baby on the way next month, you want to make sure that this dog has something to be distracted by.
Right.
Because it is going to get a little jealous of Heidi and the baby. It's going to happen.
Oh, he has, yeah.
Right?
He knows something's going on.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I have 3 little kids, so it has definitely helped in that aspect, too.
Well, I just keep Ryan occupied during the show. I have a laser light that I just shine on the wall and he chases around during songs. Same thing. Yeah. Hey, have a good morning. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Do we have sunshine?
Finally.
Yay. Spring's here. I'm lying. It's not. Anyway, have a good morning.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. So you getting some advice?
Yeah, absolutely. People are sending in a bunch of good stuff.
Everybody's telling you don't stop.
No, I got to find something for the boy.
This is your quest.
I was just thinking of the headline that it would be in the news at the Elks Lodge. Danny DeVito bites ankles of Elks Lodge members. What's Danny DeVito doing?
Right. Jump on that story, Fox, too. Okay, where are we at? Jim.
Hey.
Hey, you got some advice for Ryan here? You got a solution?
Yeah, I think I got the solution. I have a big dog and a little dog, and they would tear apart all the toys,
yeah.
Get the squeaker out, and then puncture it, and yeah. Then leave the toy for dead. But then my neighbor turned me on to this brand. Can I say it on the radio?
Sure you can. What is it?
Yeah, Tuffy.
Tuffy,
T-U-F-F-Y.
Okay.
Yeah. In my experience with my two dogs, indestructible. They can't get in it and puncture it, and they laugh. They've lasted.
All right. I know about that brand. I've tried a couple of things from there. Those have definitely worked the best. They've worked the best. He's gotten to the squeaker in it, but
really,
at least he holds up. Yeah, this guy, he goes nuts, man, and he gets determined. You can tell he locks in on a spot.
Have you guys tried that brand Fender? Have you tried that?
Fender. Like of the car?
Yeah, you just find him on the Southfield from a 76 Buick. Just throw it in the front, and we'll get him that. It'll be fine. Hell of a lot cheaper than $500, Ryan.
Yeah, just saying. True.
All right. Hey, Jim, have a good morning, bud.
Yeah, you too, guys.
Okay. Wow. We ran into music there for the bed. Man, so much advice. All right, here's a question. A little variation of theme. So, do you feel like you're going to keep going?
Yeah, I want to find him something that he won't wreck.
Good.
Yeah.
Proud
absolutely.
Of you. Stick with your guns in this
I'm
one.
I'm staying on this one.
This is the one. It's for the puppy dog. You got to keep looking. However, other than a chew toy, what is your dog eating in your house?
Oh, boy.
248-398-9279. Since Ryan's spent $500 looking for chew toys that Danny DeVito won't destroy. Other than a chew toy, what has your dog devoured in your house? 248-398-9279. If you want to see that video, the collar just comes off the dog. It's in a crate.
It's strange.
Yes. And then we were also talking about, Heidi wants you to quit looking for a chew toy for your dog, Danny DeVito.
Yes, she said I'm spending too much money on trying to find the right one that he's not going to chew through, so might as well cut our losses and just keep what he's got and let him go through it.
And honestly, I don't know if I've seen one person say stop. Everybody has called or texted and said, do it.
Yeah, keep going. Awesome advice on which products to try out, so thank you.
But here's a question. Other than a chew toy, what is your dog eating in your house? 248-398-9279. For the 519, I woke up one morning and our one-year-old black lab chewed a couch and a love seat. I literally carried them out in garbage bags.
Dang, that much?
Wow. What was the other one from 517? Wood molding, drywall, flooring, legs on chairs, bedding, socks, gloves.
So the house.
Yes, that's pretty much right. Okay. Send us next time, text us what the dog didn't eat.
Yeah. You see the one from the 810?
No.
The dog ate their crate, a waffle maker, printer ink, two-way tape. A waffle maker.
Get some.
I told you my one buddy's dog ate an entire case of pop, of Coke, filled. Like, mom brought it home from Kroger and left.
Just gnawing on it?
Ate the cans, ate the aluminum.
What?
There's pop all over the place, started licking up the pop.
248-398-9279. Really?
Yeah, little Rudy dog.
Yeah.
This thing was a monster.
Rudy Tootie with all the gas in his stomach, man. Hey, Dave, thanks for holding. Good morning.
Good morning.
You got some advice for this young man?
I actually think I was telling about the dog ever steal your food.
What happened?
I came home from driving, been out long haul. I just got home and was a little tired. So daughter got me a burger from a fast food joint. We're sitting there eating it. Wasn't paying attention, watching the news. And her corgi jumped up and snagged the burger out of my hand and took off.
Out of your hand? Oh, man.
Yeah, out of my hand.
That's a gutsy move.
Yeah.
It's a gutsy move. Give the dog credit there, man. You weren't happy about that, Dave. All right.
Oh, no, I wasn't.
Wow. It was a corgi that did this?
Yeah.
I didn't know they could get off the ground.
I know.
Rarely for a burger. That's all you need, man. Hey, Dave, you have a good morning. We appreciate you calling back, too. I know we had you on hold for a while.
Yeah, no problem, guys. You take care.
Thanks, bud. Bye. 248-398-9279. Ryan spent $500 on chew toys and his dog. So other than a chew toy, what has your dog eaten? Other ones?
Miss Kathy, my kitchen chairs. So that's not good. My dog doesn't eat anything normal or anything out of the normal, but it does like to eat dirty underwear. 226 texted that one in.
What?
I guess you go in the hamper, huh?
I guess so.
No, you dirty dog.
You dirty dog. Dog's like, leave me alone. Ginger. Hi, Ginger.
Hi. Yeah. What? So my dog, he eats through my walls and my window. He is a window licker, and it's so bad. He eats my windows, ledges, and my doors. Wait, and my walls.
Okay, wait, let's go back to that one. He eats walls, like through drywall?
Yes. Straight through the drywall, trying to make his way out to break out from separation anxiety.
Oh, no. Poor dog.
What is your dog's name? Shawshank?
Actually, it's Fredo.
Oh, Fredo. Okay, yeah. Don't take him on a boat. He'll be fine. Wow.
Right?
What kind of dog is it?
He's a German Shepherd.
Okay. Big, crazy dog.
Did you rescue him? Is that why he's got these issues? Trying to help him
out? I did.
Okay, good.
Well,
yep, I rescue all my dogs. I foster and rescue. Yep.
Awesome.
You're awesome for doing that, Ginger. That's
Thank
very
you.
Cool of you. All right. Well, tell your dog, Jackson, after Jackson State Penn, maybe, yeah. How is Alcatraz these days? Wow. Eats a wall.
Yeah.
Has it gotten any better or just kind of is what it is?
No, he's gotten so much better with age.
Okay. That's good.
Then what's your excuse, Ryan?
Anyway. Imagine how much water he drinks after eating a wall.
I know.
God, that's so dry.
You have no idea. He goes through a whole bowl. No problem.
The nice thing is his poop sticks to the yard nicely.
Oh, yeah.
Never mind.
The only problem is it comes out white.
Enjoy your breakfast, folks. Yeah. Ginger, have a good day.
Oh, so that's how it happened at Step Brothers.
Right. We're learning a lot about our audience this morning. It is. Bones is right. He texted in. Oh, Frank Ferrari said, "What my dog loves socks, and especially when your feet are in them." Well, that's called trying to eat you.
Yeah.
Again, that's Cujo.
Yeah, that's toes.
No, yeah, that's toes. Kylie says here that you're a dog trainer.
Yes. I wear a couple different hats, but yeah. So, first off, Danny DeVito?
Yeah, the dog. He has a rescue dog.
That's cute, though. Is it still a puppy, or is it, like, full-grown?
No, he's full-grown. He's about 2.5, we think.
Yeah. It's a rescue dog from Detroit Dog Rescue. Yes.
I'm not quite sure.
Do you know, like, the breed, like a pit breed or something like that?
He's a Stafford Terrier mixed with a Shih Tzu. However the hell that happened.
Yeah. So, a main thing would be definitely you want to keep the dog physically and mentally, like, stimulated. If they don't have, like, enough to do during the day, it can, redirect its energy to things like chewing on your couch and chewing on random stuff like that. So, honestly, a really good thing to do is just to train. Like, instead of just feeding the dog dinner from the bowl, you just feed it in your hand. You tell it, sit, and then give it some of its dinner. Or you could do some, a little bit. I know it's really hard, especially with a new baby on the way and stuff like that, because it takes some time, for sure. But if you could do a couple more passive things, like my dog, I play the find it game with her, or you could sprinkle the food in like a towel, like a bath towel, and like tie it in a little loose knot and let the dog find all of his food in there.
Ah, okay.
And, you know, just some passive kind of things like that. Just
come up with little different games and activities to play with him.
There you go. Mm-hmm. That's good advice. Yeah. Hey, Kylie, we appreciate the call. You have a good morning.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. And if you guys ever need any help, like dog training or anything, you can always give me a call. I don't work with aggression, though, so anything...
Awesome.
All right. Anything you need advice on. Yep.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. Bye. Thank you.
One more quick call here. Tracy.
Hi.
Hi. So what did your dog eat other than the chew toy?
A convertible top on my car.
Wait, what? Come on. Really?
We had an old, Chevy Impala back in the 80s.
Yeah.
And she's a big white shepherd mix. And she was, when I got home from work, she was still laying on the half of the car that she did not eat. There's a convertible top was eaten from front to back on the one side. And she was laying and sleeping on the other half that she didn't eat when we still got home.
Look what I did. I said, look what I did, Ma.
Oh, my God.
Exactly. And this is the same dog. She was a rescue. Same dog, we made the mistake of leaving her in the house when she was in heat. Furniture.
Destroyed everything in the house.
Couldn't even repair it.
Wow.
Yes, tore the curtains down off the curtain rods, ate the furniture from one end to the other, peed and pooped on top of the furniture.
Oh, good Lord.
She wanted out.
All right.
But yeah, the convertible top was...
That was bad.
The last straw.
Thank you, Tracy. Yeah. Appreciate the call. You have a good morning, okay? Freaking out, barking. Suddenly the dogs, two of them, you notice is they both stop.
Right.
And the collar comes off the dog. So your theory was?
That it was old owner of the dog who passed away and was coming back to get his dog. Didn't like its new collar on it.
So we go from that, and that's it. Freaky. I'm telling you right now, do not look at this video if you're going to be freaked out at work.
Yeah, most logical explanation to that video.
You were doing so well, T, did that. I don't know. I don't know how else to explain it. We had somebody say maybe it was magnetic and they used it to kind of trick people. It's a lot of work.
Yeah, I don't think so. A goofy little viral video.
Then, grounds for divorce this morning. You've spent $500 on chew toys for your rescue dog, Danny DeVito.
Yeah, trying to get one that he's not going to destroy.
And so far, no good.
No.
How do you want you to stop spending money on chew toys? But I think everybody said, no, you got to keep going.
Yeah, you got to find something.
We had a lot of recommendations. What? Antlers was a big thing.
Yeah, deer and elk antlers, a couple different brands of toys. So I got it all written down here. We're gonna try some different options now.
So now, since we're talking about dogs all morning, other than a chew toy, what is your dog eating in your house? 248-398-9279. Other than a chew toy... What has your dog eaten in your house? Hold on. I want to get to that text message. Is that Scott?
Yeah, Scott Mad Heights.
Oh, we got to get to this one. But first, hi, Sheila.
Hi. Good morning. How are you?
We are wonderful. Thank you so much for holding on, too. So what did your dog eat?
He peeled the trailer door off my trailer.
What?
Literally peeled it.
He just took the door off the trailer.
Yeah. Well, I think it's funny. You may not. But the reason he did it was there was a mama cat in there with her babies.
Right.
And he was such a mama that he had to get into the babies to take care of them.
Aww.
And I locked him out when I left. And when I came home, my door was peeled off.
So,
That's
kind of sweet, actually.
Yeah,
I mean, in a destructive way. But, yeah, that's kind of sweet, actually.
He was the biggest mama I had when I raised goats. I used to have to lock him up if I sold a baby because he wouldn't let the new owners take him.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. Even with me standing there, okay?
Wow. That sounds like the kind of dog you want around, though.
I know.
Oh, I loved me some Cuervi now. I really did.
Well, thank you for holding, and also thanks for sharing that story this morning.
Well, I thought it was kind of funny and needed to share.
You have a great day.
You guys have a glorious day. Thank you for your entertaining.
Oh, you're welcome. It's an honor. It's an honor to be on every morning. We appreciate you. Bye, Sheila.
Bye.
Bye. That's cool. What a great dog.
Yeah, it's a protection dog.
Now, other than a chew toy, what is your dog eating in your house? 248-398-9279. This is our favorite text message of the morning.
Yeah, Scott wins here. Scott Madison Heist said, I have two labs. They ate 23 pool sticks and a pool table in one night. They crapped glazed sawdust piles for 3 days. 23 pool sticks.
I got it in the morning when you walk down and you're just standing there going,
oh,
what happened here? What happened?
Yeah. Either my dogs ate all these or people broke in and had a wild bar fight.
How did I miss this? 248 texted in, my yellow lab ate my interior, my Chevy truck twice out of jealousy. Door armrest, driver's seat, two seat belts. Ripped the driver's side door armrest off the door. Damn.
Gosh, dogs don't mess around.
Do you know
man.
Why that dog was jealous? Because it didn't get invited to that pool party over at Scott's house. He's mad about that, man. Hey, Marty, how are you, bud?
Good, how are you?
Good, man. So what did your dog eat?
We used to have a little Dachshund, and it would chew the side of a pop can. If it had any drops of pop in it, we used to have to rinse out the cans, make sure it had no pop in it. Whole pillow case of candy when the kids went out trick-or-treating, the daughter came home, and a whole pillowcase full of candy, ate every last one of it, left all the wrappers.
Good
and
Lord.
The wrapper was right then, it was gone, and then they get the guy and the lady, my wife's sister, she was at the house, and they made steaks on the grill, and they left one of the steaks out, and left, went down the street to come back, and the steak was gone. The little Dachshund ate it.
I love these stories. Hey, Marty, enjoy the sunshine, man. Have a good day, okay?
Yeah, you too, man. Have a good morning.
Appreciate you. By the way, it's not a Datsun. They're officially called Nissans now. Little car humor on a Thursday.
Yeah. Wow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.